Welcome to the Red Shtick Podcast. Today's guests are Red Shtick contributors Sunny Weathers of Sunny's Disposition fame and Horoscopes writer Nick Moore. Now here's your host, the Red Shtick's comedian-in-chief, Jeremy White.
BET and Lifetime.
Yes, BET and Lifetime, my favorite channels.
What?
Yes.
Oh, fuck, you already started recording. Now
yeah, we started recording. Fucked. No.
Now we're fucked.
Hey, welcome to the Red Shtick Podcast. I'm Jeremy White.
I'm Sunny Weathers.
I'm Nick Moore.
What?
Yeah.
He's back.
Yes.
Hey, I don't want to jinx it or anything because I know you're OCD, but this is episode 13.
I like 13. 13's A-okay with me.
All right, good.
When we get to episode 21, I'll be out of town.
You're going
to
skip episode 21. That's like the 13th floor of a building, right?
Well, I did last week.
Triskaidekaphobia. What is 21?
Sunny Weathers a phobia.
It was not dodeca, that's 12.
Actually, technically that's what my fucking number thing is I don't like 12.
Really?
I don't like 21 because it's the inverse of 12, and I don't like 3 because 1 and 2 is 3.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I never did subtraction with it.
We learned about this years ago when we first started doing stand-up, and we had the lineup for open mic, and Sunny always went 4th.
Yeah.
Did you go 3rd like one time? And
You
almost had a breakdown.
Yeah, it wasn't a great set, but you know, if I can, I'm okay with it now. Like I don't, I say I'm okay with it, but the more I fucking talk about it, the more I'm like, oh god.
Oh,
I'm okay with it as long as I don't think about it.
Yeah, but we were talking about Lifetime and BET because I didn't watch it. I just watched Twitter, the timeline, and everybody was tweeting the Liz and Dick thing about
god awful Lindsay Lohan.
It was like the most watched shit show ever. Like everybody was tuning in just to see how
to see how bad it was.
Yeah, how awful it was.
Well, you know, Lifetime, you got to hand it to them, man. I mean, that's an investment. If they had 10 million people watch it,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to see how stupid it was, they made their advertisement.
It was an animated train. It was an aired train wreck, is what there were people watching it.
I have no idea what Liz and Dick is.
It was about Liz Taylor and Richard Burton.
Burton.
Richard Burton. And Liz Taylor was played by Lindsay Lohan.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That sounds like the fucking... I'm even mildly drunk, that sounds like a fucking shit idea.
Exactly.
There was a great article on BuzzFeed. It was the 32 times I laughed while watching Liz and Dick. And it's quotes. And like one of them was, they did these little... should they call them moment chance moments where they're both dressed in black and they're in front of a black background and they're talking about their relationship as Liz and Dick, right? So, moment chance, there's a Icelandic motherfuckers.
I'm familiar.
Yeah. So, at one point...
I don't know how I know what fucking moment chance is, but I do know it.
Probably from Muppet Show. But, there's...
By the way, did you know Bjork is 47 years old?
Good looking 47.
Yeah.
I mean, she's looking a little more haggard as time goes on.
Okay.
I'd bang her just for the story.
But Richard Burton is like looking out. It's like some contentious moment in their relationship in the movie. And it cuts to them. And he's like staring off into space. And he goes, Liz, where are you? And she's sitting right next to him. And she goes, I'm right here. Logically.
Yes. 2 feet away, sir.
That kind of stupid shit.
That does explain all of Patton Oswalt's tweets the other night.
Yeah, the Liz and Dick hashtag.
He was tweeting about...
I had no idea what any of it meant, but everything was hashtag Liz and Dick.
It was Patton Oswalt and Morgan Murphy and a few other folks that follow on Twitter.
I just thought it was some joke I didn't get.
No, Liz and Dick, they were live tweeting it, and... but then what was great was the next morning, you know, our friend Scotland Green out of New Orleans, who's getting ready to move to New York, he said, hey, assholes, you can't live tweet something on your DVR. You missed your opportunity. Shut it down.
People were Liz and Dick.
People were trying to live tweet it off their DVR.
fucking assholes.
Exactly.
Twitter is a weird animal.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is. But the only good thing about Twitter, though, is like every argument immediately gets debased to like the lowest common denominator. You're like, well, here's a valid point backed up by these facts. Fuck you, that's why.
What is it, Godwin's law, that once an argument gets down to comparing things to Hitler or Nazis,
yeah.
It's over.
You
officially
lose.
Yeah, you can't win that.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about earlier. If you're arguing with a woman, no matter what she says, you could just be like, yeah, but could you make me a sandwich?
can you get these wrinkles out of my damn shirt?
Yeah. Oh, you're the queen of England. You've been the queen for 80 years, huh? Can you make me a good ham sandwich? That's all that matters
that's
to
all
me.
That matters.
What can you say to that? I'm not going to have you beheaded. Oh, really? Why are you making me a sandwich?
Use a chef's knife, using to cut my sandwich. I like a diagonal.
Yeah.
Corner to corner.
Are you going to cut off my head like the crust?
I know you're British. You like the crust off. None of that cucumber shit. Ham. Mustard mayonnaise. Yellow mustard. I like the yellow mustard. I'm a fan.
I'm a fucking fan of yellow mustard also.
I was driving here. The you have a Powerball sign right outside.
Oh, yeah.
Right down the street. It's up to $550 million.
Well, before we get to that...
I wanted to talk about mustard.
Well, oh, really?
I wanted to talk about Lifetime
BET. We were talking about Lifetime BET,
we were talking about Lifetime and BET because before you got here, because you were running late, my thing is I would love to see... You got women and African-Americans who basically helped get Obama reelected. You look at their flagship networks for those two demographics, mm-hmm. BET and Lifetime, and they're absolute shit.
Yeah.
So you would think Obama could do something like to revamp or overhaul those two networks to reward those demographics for putting them back in the office.
Well, the thing is that the people that watch Lifetime and BET don't give a shit. Like, they like Lifetime and BET. It's like the people that watch the Learning Channel don't go on TLC because they're like, I'm going to learn something. They're like, I want to watch Honey Boo Boo be stupid. Or I want to watch, you know, like...
What they need
and
is...
die
need...
a slow death of
I think they
diabetes.
Need, like, a fucking WET, like, a BET for white women. Just fucking, like, all Kenny G and Michael Bublé on 106 and Park and
what
shit.
What is that Oprah channel? Isn't that basically...
The what?
Oprah, she got her own network that's failing miserably and it's cost her billions.
Oh, I thought she retired.
Well, appropriate... Now, she retired to start her own network, but just like your initials are GSW, Gunshot Wound, the initials of her network is OWN, because she owns fucking everything.
Not
Oprah Winfrey
Dude,
Network.
She has funneled so much money into that, it is just like eaten away at her bank account. She's only worth like as much as Hungary now, or...
Most of...
Appropriately enough, because she's
Turkey.
Turkey or Hungary, or Greece.
Is there a country called Ham?
How much more are you?
For the fucking, if they're gonna come up with, you know, wet for white women who supported Obama, can we get like a black women Lifetime network?
Lifetime?
I'm not sure exactly how it would work.
A Lifetime for black women.
But I mean, yeah, Lifetime. That's just the testing name. You know? So they can change that. They can change that pre-press.
Yeah.
But I think every
movie... That's the working title.
Every movie would end like... On Lifetime, you know, it's always the woman gets her ass beat and she leaves the husband and she's a fucking better person because of it. But on the Lifetime movies, they all end with, like, the baby daddy coming back and, like...
Pays the child support check.
Well, no, he doesn't pay the child support check because he comes back and loves the woman and, like, they move to the suburbs and their child gets into a charter school and they start voting Republican.
And they drive a Camry.
He gets a scholarship to Catholic High.
Yeah.
Plays football.
Goes to Florida State. Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
And comes back and starts buying houses for single moms.
Speaking of, as
soon as that came out of my house, I remembered what happened to his mom, and that fucking made me feel terrible.
That's bad.
Because I fucking like.
But if it's what?
This is a comedy podcast. I don't want to talk about.
But if it's a we don't go there. But if it's a
I'll tell you off the air.
If it's a network of
movies, people that are here know this.
If it's a network with movies for black women, then it's gonna star in every one of them. It's gonna star Tyler Perry.
They could just make it the Tyler Perry Network.
Make it the Tyler Perry Network.
He's so close. He's so close to doing it. That dude, look.
So all the money that Oprah's lost, he's gained.
I was
going to
say, I think Oprah might just be Tyler Perry in a wig.
Oprah, like, look.
They both look like linebackers.
Tyler Perry's movies are shit. His TV shows are shit. But he knows how to crank it out. He is so close to being a billionaire. Like, he's just going to own it.
Is he gonna own?
Oh, that'd be so sweet.
That would be awesome. You could buy out. That would be awesome to see Tyler Perry. I'm not a big Tyler Perry fan, but just to see him write the check and buy the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Everything
and
he writes is shit. Oh, you can't tell me you sat down to a last night and watched a Madea movie. I know you have lots of movies that you legally purchased.
I don't, well, hang
How
on.
Many Tyler Perry movies have you downloaded?
Hang on, just
how many? How many Madea movies do you own? How many have you purchased?
Well, you know what else I've never done? I've never fucking watched Honey Boo Boo or that fucking, whatever those fucking pageant shows about little pedophile
I've never seen an episode either, but I watched The Soup and I just see 30 seconds. That's enough to tell me it's a fucking retarded show.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. There's like, there's a fucking, you know, that's like the people who are like, oh, fucking, Burger King is shit. They're just a chain of blah, blah. Well, you know what? Burger King's a fucking worldwide chain for a reason.
You're taking it the wrong way. Tyler Perry, what he makes is shit. Like, just like what Burger King makes is shit. I'm not saying I don't go to Burger King. I love me a Whopper.
Yeah.
But, like, Tyler Perry has mastered, like, he's honed his crap to where, you know, people, you just...
He's got the magic formula.
Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
He's got the fucking magic formula.
I had this conversation with Carol. Like, you know, you see guys that are like, oh, he's a sellout. I would sell it in a heartbeat. Like, fuck pride. Like, here's millions of dollars if you will put your name on this, you know, tennis ball or French fries or soda. Well, fuck, yes.
If somebody wanted to pay me to be like, do like a fucking helicopter video with my cock for YouTube, I'd fucking be like, fuck yeah.
Oh, you mean like
I would prove Nick and Jeremy right by fucking windmilling my cock and screaming helicopter, helicopter, helicopter.
How do we know that's not you on meatspin.com? Because don't look it up at work.
Yeah, no, look it up at work.
No.
Look it up at work. Look right it up now. At work.
Hang on. As much of a scumbag as I am, I will say do not look up fucking meatspin.com at work.
Look up Lemon Party.
Look up lemonparty.org.
Yeah.
It is the next big political movement. I know. Dude, the fucking Lemon Party.
It's going to rival the Tea Party.
Tea Party, look, Cocktail
they're
Party,
very progressive.
Lemon Party.
Hang on, look.
And also affiliated with the AARP.
There you go.
Yeah. Fuck these dudes. Look, don't. If you have to know what meatspin.com is, for the love of God, do it from your house or your phone. Preferably your phone.
Do it from your boss's computer.
Don't fucking look up meatspin.com.
Do it right now. Right now.
Lemonparty.org. You can hit that at work all you want. It's .org. It's fucking legit.
Mr. Hands.
It's a fucking legitimate Google, political party. Google, you can look up...
Google Mr. Hands. Glass Ass.
No.
Two Girls, One Cup.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No, none of these things from your office. Lemonparty.org is a fucking legitimate funny website. Like, fuck all these... Glass Ass and fucking Two Girls, One Cup. Do that shit at home or on your phone. Meat Spin. I don't even fucking tell you to look it up on your phone. Don't fucking do it at all. Lemonparty.org is fucking hilarious, though. Don't let them fucking give me no shit about Lemon Party.
Speaking of Lifetime movies.
Blifetime. I love that. Lifetime
I'm going to get a Blifetime tattoo.
Okay, you're familiar? I haven't seen it. I know you haven't seen it.
Well, no, we haven't fucking seen it.
I'm going to take a guess. Have you watched How Stella Got Her Groove Back?
No.
Okay, here's the premise of the story.
I did read the book, though.
Well, it was
the book was much better than the movie.
Well, I didn't read the original novel, but I read the adaptation of the film.
But I read the screenplay.
Well, here's the breakdown.
Masturbated to Vivica A. Fox. Does that count?
Ooh. There's a joke there. I don't have it. Anyway, here's the story.
A joke.
Of course she doesn't.
Stella got her.
Of course she doesn't.
Stella got a groove back.
40-pound dumbbell.
From what I understand, Stella gets left by her husband, leaves her for a younger woman. And she goes to Jamaica with a bunch of her friends, meets a Jamaican guy who's much younger than her, and she dates him, and then they end up getting married.
ILD.
True story.
Get the ILD.
That happened. That Stella, you know, the chick that wrote the book.
Got her groove back.
Married Jamaican guy, came back to the States. The addendum to that story that makes it a true Lifetime movie is
the Book of Mormon to Stella's.
Yeah,
like, got her groove back.
The King James Stella's got her groove back.
The Book of Mormon to Stella's got her groove back is that dude, as soon as he got his visa, as soon as they were married long enough for him to get his green card,
oh shit,
left her for a younger woman.
Boom, gone.
Patow.
But
that makes too much. How Stella Got Her Groove Back one of the funniest books of all time.
Too much groove to be given back to one fucking woman. He's got to give his groove. He put the groove back to all the women in America.
I prefer to see the glasses half full and saying, Yeah, but Stella was getting banged by a hot young stud for a few years, and you know, now she's fucking got her groove back, so yeah, she can go
but,
out.
But no, here's the beauty.
She's gonna start a business where she fucking brings in young Jamaican men to bang old women.
Get their groove back.
When he left
her, he beat her.
When he left her and divorced her ass, he took half of her proceeds from the book and movie.
Did he take her groove back?
Because it was, yes, he got all of
it.
He got half the groove.
He got half the groove back.
The story was about him as well. So he got half of all the proceeds. It was so beautiful. That movie needs to be made. Like, they just made Hitchcock. They need to make Stella, which is about the making of how Stella got a groove back and, like, the reality of it.
Do you think whenever he left her, he was like, I'm not a piece of meat like them sandwiches you should be making for me. I want a divorce.
Jerk chicken.
Off your money.
It didn't matter. Go in the kitchen and make me the jerk chicken
them crust
sandwich.
Off. I need off your money.
I go buy weed.
And look, some people say that doing an accent like that, they'll be like, oh, you shouldn't do accents like that. Hey. I watch Steven Seagal movies, motherfucker. That's how they talk. And I've been to Jamaica. I got high on Jamaican weed with my Jamaican cab driver.
I had a buddy brought me.
I have an example. Fuck yes, I
had a buddy that brought
Jamaican
weed back. Jamaican red hair? That shit is such a smooth ride.
I don't know.
He snuck it back in his toothpaste tube.
To put a pin on the Stella thing, she may not have had all her groove at the
end
of the story.
You got to talk like this, man.
But at least
for the rest of the podcast.
Hey, Stella, at least you had half your groove back, girl. You know, you didn't have any groove when you met
That's
me.
That's 14 inches of groove, yeah.
I'm going to take half this groove and go buy some weed and fuck a younger lady with them big nuts. Hey, Tenbe Irie.
We're going to go fucking record this at the place we used to do stand-up.
Oh, shit. It's no longer...
Is it not fucking...
Oh,
what the fuck was the name of that place?
It was,
It was like I could do stand-up and get, like, some fucking curry goat. It was fucking phenomenal.
Oh.
I had ox tongue.
It's where Reginelli's is. It's on Chime Street where Reginelli's is now.
What the fuck?
Oh, that soul food place?
Yeah.
No, it used to be the fucking reggae place when we did stand-up.
It was Cafe Reggae. Cafe Reggae on Chime Street.
I was never... That was before.
Oh, yeah.
Before I started.
Yeah, well, the lady was from Jamaica, and she was married to a white guy.
And she fucking did, like, full-on Jamaican food?
Oh, yeah, I had oxtail over there.
She was full-on Jamaican.
I had oxtail there, I had goat there, I got fucking great laughs.
She used to have I think they closed it down. She had a place out on George O'Neill.
That's a shame.
Jones Creek.
That'd be the
did
only
they
Jamaican
close food? It down because they had 345 fucking code violations like Great Wall?
No.
Oh,
no.
That was so glorious.
That
they posted
was that
on the front page of the Advocate.
It was on the front page of the damn Advocate this week.
And I don't
want to
hear that shit because I goddamn love some Great Wall.
I have never gone to the Great Wall. I've seen the people who walk out of the Great Wall. I have no inclination to go
yeah, like me.
In there. Exactly.
Like
I see your fat ass shoveling food in there. I'm like,
dude,
nah.
My favorite
buffets
thing,
are awesome. Okay. They are awesome.
I don't even eat there. Here's what I do. You fucking go to Great Wall and get to go. All right. I think it's like $7, maybe $7.25, and they give you a to-go box.
And you just shovel as much as you
can. As long as you can shut
the box.
You don't even have to latch it. Like
dude,
I got decent sized hands. So as long as I can just fucking like hold it in my hands.
Oh yeah, we'll do that sometimes right down the street.
That fucking thing looks like Pac-Man. Like
you need to pay $14, get two. And then you come out, hold it
like a
football.
Like a fullback getting a hand off.
Motherfucker.
One arm on top, one arm on the bottom, fullback getting the hand off. No, but there's a buffet right down the street, and we'll do that. But we go there because we kind of know the folks there. But
the mayor
eats there. Yeah, the one with the fancy Vegas lights right here on Florida Dawn.
Oh, Mongolian barbecue.
Yeah.
I went to school.
Skip Holden's there at least four times a week.
What?
Yeah.
Is it still the Wongs that own it?
The Wongs don't own it anymore, but they helped them set it up. They sold
the
place
they sold it
to
the Wangs, who sold it to the Dicks, who sold it to the Cocks, who sold it to the giant black penises.
No, the Wongs.
Who sold it to Phil Reniers of Vanderbilt
Cocks.
Well,
the Wongs.
They all came
from
St.
John
the Baptist Parish.
Phil Reniers of Vanderbilt Cocks has an LLC based out of St. John the Baptist Parish. No, I used to go to school with
Randy,
Ronnie. Well, hang on. What's
Randy, Ronnie, Ricky, and Mike?
What's
Eddie?
Ronnie.
From, Not Belle Biv DeVoe. That was, oh, come on, help me now.
Cool it down. Got to slow it down. Ooh, stop.
New edition. Continue. I don't know.
Yeah, Mary, Bobby.
You don't.
Finish the song?
I don't
fucking know. Where Bobby Brown fucking came from.
I know. I understand. I'm familiar with New Edition. However, I never listened to them because I have...
Ralph, Ronnie, Ricky, Bobby, and Mike.
I have a moderately impressive penis. So I never listened to
but
New
no,
Edition.
No, we know the brother. Randy's the oldest, Ronnie, and Patrick.
Look. I know Keith Sweat.
Eddie.
I know Keith Sweat and fucking Twisted and Nobody, and as much as I hate those songs, I gotta like Keith Sweat because he got me laid. New Edition, I was too young for their music to get me laid, so I don't give a fuck about them.
Okay.
But the fucking, yeah.
No, Jeremy, like you are with the Beach Boys.
Yeah, true.
That dude's like Pet Sounds, son, that's the joint.
I went
to school with a couple of those.
Getting a blowjob.
I went to school with a couple of those Wong boys back in the day.
Oh, I knew you did.
Ronnie's my age, Eddie was a little bit older.
Yeah.
And I doubt they would even remember this, because I think they run the, what's the sushi place on Essen?
Ichiban.
Ichiban.
Yeah, that was the thing. They sold the place here on Florida, and they own Ichiban.
I think Ronnie and Eddie both worked there, but I haven't seen them in years, because, it's awkward to be like, hey, remember me from fifth grade?
Yeah.
All
you white people look alike.
Yeah, I remember them, because whenever their parents used to have that spot, we'd go over there, because we went to school for years. And Eddie, he was older than us. He was the first one to call me Mooney.
Mooney?
And it took me probably...
Instead of Sonny.
It took me probably 4 or 5 months before I was like, oh, Mooney! Oh, fuck, that's brilliant!
That's
because, like, normally I just got like, hey, Sonny, what's the weather? But goddamn Mooney, that was subtle, because I never...
Should have come back and said, hey, I thought you were Chinese, not Korean. Because the Sun Young Moon was a Korean dude. See, you could have flipped the script on.
I was in fucking
and showed
fifth,
you know some shit about
I was
Asians.
In fifth grade.
I know.
And then at one point, like... No, I'm not going to tell that story, because that fucking story still embarrasses me.
Oh, shit.
Anyway,
Shit I did in fourth grade, and it still fucking embarrasses me.
I really want to talk about this, because it's one of my favorite topics.
What are we going to talk about?
Like I was saying, when I drove in... New Powerball sign, it's up to $550 million. It was at $450.
There you go.
It was at $450 2 days ago.
$550
it got up
now?
To $500. Today it went up to $550.
Oh, fuck yes,
it's Wednesday,
son.
The drawing is tonight,
first
and a lot
off,
of people
don't
want to shit over what they'll do
of
about
course
the damn
I do.
Thing.
It's Wednesday.
How many did you buy?
You people may not know this until fucking Monday or Tuesday, whenever this slack dick over here gets around to posting it. But right now it's fucking Wednesday. It's pre-Powerball drawing, so, like, and I'm plumping up as I talk about this, because God damn it, I want to win. Please, God, let me win.
But, yeah, how many tickets did you buy? I bought one.
I got five.
I got none.
You didn't buy a ticket?
No.
Dude, okay, look.
Fuck
look,
you.
Look, the odds are astronomical. I will give you that. You're never going to win the lottery.
Go ahead and steal my thing that I said to you.
You're never going to win the lottery. But you can't win if you don't play. It's worth $2.
Right
now, I know you work for the fucking lottery.
No, I don't.
You know what? I don't work for the lottery, but I work for fucking statistics. The odds that me, Sonny Weathers, will win the Powerball are fucking ludicrously ridiculous.
Even more like you get hit by lightning, make two hole in ones at a par three.
Actually,
like,
I can get hit by lightning three times in the same eyeball before I win the fucking Powerball.
Exactly.
Your odds of winning the Powerball are you getting struck by lightning, being clinically dead,
coming back,
getting
to life.
Revived,
yep.
And then getting struck by lightning again in your life.
And then being revived by getting a blowjob from a supermodel.
Well, y'all are fucking convinced me. Let me go. Hold, stop the fucking podcast
stop,
and get
stop,
my
stop,
fucking
stop,
ticket.
Stop.
So you're saying
however,
there's a chance.
However, once the last statistic that I saw today was they were selling tickets in states that have the Powerball at a rate of 100. They were 100,000 per minute.
Mm-hmm.
Per minute. They estimate that by the time it closes tonight at somewhere like 8 or 9 o'clock, someone will have... There's a 60% chance that someone will win it. So while the odds of me particularly winning it are ludicrous...
The odds of somebody winning it...
Normally on like your average $40 million Powerball, like the first or second jackpot, the odds that... just a person will win it are less than 10%. But because it's so high, so many people are buying tickets, and so many of the possible number combinations are being bought, there's a 60% chance that someone who has purchased a ticket will win it.
It doesn't increase your chances of winning.
It doesn't increase your personal odds, but it does increase the overall odds that someone will have the correct combination.
Yeah, because you've broken the base.
That someone could be you.
Because you have more suckers putting their $2 in.
Here's the thing, though. If there is a 60% chance that someone will win, that automatically increases your personal odds.
And here's, wait, no, don't worry about the math.
I don't understand.
Of course you don't understand it. You're fucking 42.
I only have a fucking mechanical engineering degree. Can't post a podcast till Monday.
Look, of course you don't fucking understand.
It's not worth getting into a semantic argument about the odds because it is astronomical. None of us are going to win it. But
it's like flipping the coin. It comes up heads 20 times. What's it going to come up on the 21st?
Could be tails, could be heads.
It's still 50-50.
Actually, your odds.
If I win the Powerball tonight, you ain't getting shit, motherfucker.
But the odds are slightly better.
My goddamn quarter.
The odds are slightly better that it's going to be tails because the head side is heavier and it's more likely to land down. That said, fuck the semantics of it. If you don't buy a ticket, you can't play. And to me, it's worth $2. It's worth the $2 for those 3 or 4 days to have that fantasy. That what would you do with $550 million? That to me is worth $2. It's exciting, and you're like, I'm in. I could
now. That's a much better sales point than you trying to convince me because more people are participating that I have to split the fucking pot with that my chances go up.
His argument though is like an addendum to it. Mine is like it's fun. It could be you. But if you have a ticket in your wallet, you could be the winner.
Sonny should work for the marketing department.
I buy lottery tickets because you know that some people like you know a lot of people are only buying it because it's $500 million. Like they wouldn't fucking quit their job at Sears when it's fucking $40 million if they win.
Yeah, same thing.
And my favorite are the fucking assholes.
I'll still go to work tomorrow morning.
My favorite are the assholes who are like, "Oh, it's only $40 million. If you take the lump sum." That's only $22 million after taxes. That's eleven million.
Yeah, maybe 11 million.
Because $11 million in your fucking bank. No. Why do I fucking quit this job fixing computers? Yeah. Look, if I win the fuck. Look, here's my thing.
No, wait. I know you have a great idea of what you would do if you won.
No, wait. I'm not getting to what I do.
If we're gonna get to that, I want to start with Jeremy.
Okay, we are gonna get to that, but here's what I do. I buy every week, or whenever I'm sober enough to recall to buy tickets, I buy one Powerball, a one lottery, and one Easy 5. The Powerball starts at $40 million. If I win that, regardless of what the jackpot is, I spent $2. That's fucking... I'm done with everything money. The lottery, Louisiana lottery, starts at like $250,000. Yeah, I can't quit my job for $250,000, but you know what? I could pay off everything I own, have a chunk of change still in the bank, and put up with a lot less shit at work. And if I win the Easy 5, which starts at $50,000, I could pay off everything except my house and have enough money in the bank left over after that to put up with moderately less shit at work. You know, like, I might tell somebody one day, oh, yeah, you'd like that today? Well, how about fuck you? How about that? Like, you know, I couldn't fucking grab somebody by the neck and be like, let me tell you something! But I could be like, oh, yeah, fuck you. Because, you know, I'd be like, only thing I'm paying is my house, and I got $30,000 in the bank. I'll be okay.
Yeah.
It would be nice to have that little... Like, fuck you money is not millions and millions of dollars. Fuck you money is enough money to get you by for a year without a job.
Yeah.
Like, if you've got that... Like, when Carol left the last job, she got a little bit of a bonus. Like, they're like, you're leaving, here's a couple grand. It's enough, and she didn't blow it or anything. She kept it in the bank. So now, at her current, she's about to leave her current job because it's shit and they're treating her like crap.
Well, don't fucking say this on the podcast.
No, she's already done it. She put in her 2 weeks, 4 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Like, and they've been like, please just hang out until you leave for your cruise so we can, you know, kind of,
yeah.
So
wait, you're going on a cruise too?
Yeah, we're going to.
When are you going on a cruise?
We're leaving on the 10th.
Are you going on an Alaskan cruise?
No, we're going to the Mediterranean.
They're going Mediterranean.
Who the fuck's going on an Alaskan cruise that I know in December?
Nobody. Mm-hmm. We're going Western Caribbean the day... You're leaving on the 10th of December? Mm-hmm. We're leaving the day before that, Western Caribbean.
Yeah, we're flying out, and then we're going to land in Rome on the... This will be
Is it a 14?
So wait, does that mean that fucking week I'm gonna have to fucking come over here and record my own goddamn podcast and upload it immediately?
You can just talk into your fucking phone. just talking to your phone while you're drunk and
The week these two motherfuckers are gone, I'm just gonna record my own podcast and fucking upload it right then. I'm gonna be don't fucking laugh, motherfucker, because I'll leave you at the fucking Port of New Orleans whenever you need a ride home, and I won't feed your fucking cats, which I'm sure you're gonna ask me to do later, because apparently I'm your only fucking friend.
Well, no, like my mom lives here in town too, but I wasn't asked because one of the cats doesn't like her.
She's kind of country.
No, just she's a little loud for
the
one.
The cat, not your mom. Jesus.
Oh.
Okay, so the question, and my favorite discussion, this is like, you know, as a human being, it's one of my favorite discussions. Everybody likes having this talk, which is, Jeremy.
Hang on, I'm sorry.
I already know about the birds and the bees.
Before we do that, you were talking about the fantasy thing.
Yeah.
My favorite thing in the world is, on my way to work, I take the interstate to work, I get off at College Drive, and they have the big Lamar Powerball billboard right there. They also have the one at Airline, so I won't look in my rearview mirror. On drawing days, like, I will purposely not look at the billboard until I get to work and check my numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, I don't want to fucking pass the sign and see that it says, like, oh, it's 80 million. And I'm like, fuck, nobody won. Fuck, that's not me.
Oh, because
I love the thought of getting to work and checking my numbers and just being like, what the... like the fucking scene in Goodfellas when Ray Liotta realizes they pulled off the Lufthansa heist and he's in the shower and he's fucking banging Jimmy and he's banging on the ceiling in his shower and it's the fucking greatest day ever. That's all I want, is that moment in my office and just fucking like punching my computer monitors and kicking shit over and be like, fuck yes. So I won't check it. Okay, go ahead.
No, Jeremy, given let's say you're not gonna win because you didn't buy a ticket.
Yeah. See, I don't give myself over to that fantasy side.
Let's just say, if you had clown shoes money, what would you buy?
If I had what money?
Clown shoes.
Clown shoes.
Ridiculous money. Okay. What's more ridiculous than clown shoes?
Clown shoes are fucking ridiculous. Tyler Perry movies are pretty fucking ridiculous.
Well, all right.
Stay on topic.
If you had Tyler Perry money...
call back, motherfucker.
What's the
Oprah dies, leaves you everything. What do you do?
What's the, like...
Shut down the fucking Oprah Winfrey Network.
No,
cut your losses.
Because everybody's
a billionaire.
Like, yeah, everybody's okay, like, I would give to the church and charity. We know that. Mm-hmm. We know that everybody's gonna fucking give to a charity.
We're all gonna be good people. Blah 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 blah. Fuck that shit.
But what's the one just over the top ridiculous thing you would buy, build, or do?
Buy, build, or do.
You're worth more than a lot of countries. Okay. No. All of a sudden,
you get fucking 5 million. What the fuck would you? What's the one fucking thing like you always wanted?
I'd probably start with a suite in the Superdome for a Saints game, but fuck that. That's nothing. That's chump change.
How about like a suite in the Superdome with fucking like 18 naked Asian women? Just what the fuck is the one ridiculous thing you want?
All waiting to just like blow opium smoke in your face before
married,
they go down.
Right? You know.
Well, fuck no, that. Do you want you're me to go first? Do you want me to? I'll go first.
When you're a billionaire,
I'll go first.
Understand this: when you're a billionaire, nothing is off limits. Nothing. Like there,
you
like,
could have Edie killed if you wanted to.
No, she's the best money person I know. I'd have her manage the fucking funds.
Right.
For the most
but part. But what you have to understand is like Warren Buffett has bought a person, had sex with them, and then killed them with a 9mm. Just because it was Tuesday. He'll never admit to it, and he'll never be found out. But it's happened because it was only 500 grand, and he had that sitting around on the back of his toilet. Like, that's the kind of money... Like, if you're a billionaire, like you, put your head around it. Like Bill Gates
pretend,
is... Bill
pretend
Gates
you're
is
old school
away.
Ted DiBiase.
Yeah, and you've got the million-dollar belt.
You can just drop $100 bills to make fucking Virgil... You got Undertaker a lap dance and a thong.
That's right.
You got fucking, you got that
I'm
kind of money.
I'm the million dollar man.
Remember the old million dollar man vignettes where he'd be in the mall and be like, I want you to do 30 push-ups. I can't do 30 push-ups. And he just starts dropping $100 bills and some fat fucking piece of shit drops down, does 3 push-ups, and he picks up the money and is like, here you go, here's one for you, you sack of shit. What would you do?
okay, I'll just go buy fucking MTV and make and just play nothing but fucking 80s and early 90s videos.
That's what you do.
So you get MTV back to where it fucking what made it great.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn it. I wanted to shit on him, but I fully support his plan.
Sonny, what
God damn.
Sonny, what
no fucking reality shows. In fact, if I have enough resources, I'll buy the production companies of every goddamn reality TV show in America and shut the motherfuckers down. I'll fucking start a super PAC and lobby Congress to outlaw those bitches. How about that?
Why don't you get
fucking... A reality TV show will be fucking verboten in the land of America.
Why don't you send Honey Boo Boo to Jamaica?
With the 14-inch penis, man. She'll get her fucking group. Get what?
I don't know what came out of my mouth, but it was not get Honey Boo Boo gang raped in Jamaica. That is not what I said. For the love of God.
Sonny's thinking, though. If you're a billionaire, you can do that. Like, look, I just understand the reality.
My idea is a lot less tame, but everyone I've ever told it to is like, that's the fucking dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, go.
Okay, first of all, I would build the Weathers compound. You know, like they have
the
fucking they have fucking Kennedy compound. Yeah. Probably not like the Koresh compound because that didn't work out real well. I don't want
just
like
keep Jesus out of it.
Yeah, I don't want like my own religion. I just want like a fucking block of houses all connected like the Kennedys got. I just want that shit.
The Weathers compound.
Yeah, actually, I would like three blocks all together. And like all the backyards make like a courtyard for my compound. But that's not the fucking thing that I want. What I want, I don't give a fuck about anything else. Allison can take the rest of the money and she can just fucking tell me what to do. I don't give a shit. Here's all I want. Here's all I've ever wanted as far back as I can remember. I want enough money to have a bedroom. A bedroom. I want a fucking room. Like, just, it doesn't even, I don't even want, like, a crazy giant, like, a fucking 2,000 square foot room. Just your standard room in a house that is just bed.
Just, like, you open the door, you pull it out, because
you don't even fucking, the door doesn't even open in. The door has to open out into the hallway because it is fucking wall-to-wall mattress. There can be one little ledge screwed into the wall for the TV remote and my cell phone, but I want fucking wall-to-wall mattress. I want pillows and fucking blankets all the way around. So no matter, because I don't know how y'all sleep, but I sleep like there's a fucking pack of ninjas trying to rape me. I fucking wake up upside down,
quietly
sideways.
With tiny dicks.
Fucking, I've woken up before like sideways, like
don't
me
wake
and
him up.
My
don't
chest.
Don't wake him up.
Like, so I woke up one morning and somehow I was fucking like holding my ankle. I don't know what the fuck's going on when I sleep, but I sleep like there's some shit going down. So I would just like fucking wall to wall to wall to wall mattress. I don't have to worry about falling off. I don't have to worry about losing my pillow. There's a fucking TV on each wall. Maybe one mounted to the fucking ceiling. I don't know. In case I want. I don't want any fucking windows in there. I don't want a goddamn nightstand. I just want wall to wall to wall to wall mattress. Fucking amazingly soft sheets and blankets. And giant pillows every fucking where. And you know what else I don't want in that room? Another fucking soul. I just want that to fucking just, like, where I can just fucking roll around. Yeah. I can do some gymnastics in my sleep. That's all I fucking want in life. That's not even that ridiculous. It's ridiculous, but it's not, like, ridiculous. It's not like I want fucking 18 concubines.
Yeah.
You could
have set up really well for like 50 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I fucking, that's what I want. That's what I want.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. That's a graspable dream.
Yeah.
That's what happiness
that's
is.
That's attainable to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need fuck you money. I need a bedroom. That's all I want.
That's sweet. That's something you will have before you die too, because it can happen.
Probably not. Have you seen the way I drink? I'm sure I'll get cirrhosis long before that. Oh, that's the other thing. I want a new liver.
Dude, give it 10 years, and they will have a mechanical liver works better than yours ever did.
That's the other thing I want.
And you can adjust the settings on it so you can get fucked up and then have it clean your blood again.
I'll give my mom's church however much I'll fucking...
Go to Utah and buy a Mormon liver.
I'll give my mom's church a ton of money. The food bank, I'll give them money. My two charities of choice are... It's Jesus. Why did my brain stop working? My two charities of choice have always been Make-A-Wish Foundation and Toys for Tots. That's what I tell people to give. And they're like, oh, what do you want for Christmas? I want you to give $20 to either Toys for Tots or Make-A-Wish Foundation. I make enough money that I can buy whatever the fuck I want.
Toys for Tots, cool.
I don't need another sweater.
Or St. Jude's. I like
St. Jude's.
St. Jude's is good, but you know what? Toys for Tots gives a little kid that doesn't have a toy at Christmas a toy. And when you're a little kid, what do you want? You want a fucking toy. Yeah. And they give Make-A-Wish Foundation because when you're a little kid and you got cancer and you don't know what the fuck's going to happen, you know what you need? You need a trip to Disneyland. You need to meet The Rock. Good for you. Enough fucking money spent on research. How about you just fucking make a kid smile once a year? I know I'm a scumbag, but fuck you. That's what
okay.
Nick, what would you do?
If you're a billionaire, you can get your liver. I mean, think about Steve Jobs.
Okay? Yeah, I could just murder a Malaysian kid.
Dude had pancreatic cancer, and he got a new liver.
He couldn't get
liver.
A new pancreatic.
Well, he couldn't get new pancreas, but he got a new liver.
Oh, pancreas.
No doctor, no hospital, no surgery team on earth would okay someone with pancreatic cancer getting a new liver because it's just a waste.
It's just a waste.
But he was a billionaire.
Yeah.
He went shopping. This is what happened to Steve Jobs. He's like, I need a new liver. You can't do it.
Why not?
I don't think they do pancreas transplants.
If you can get a fucking liver, why can't you get a fucking...
No, that's what I was going to say.
You can get a heart, motherfucker, that can do a fucking brain transplant.
What I'm going to say is you could go and start a farm of Mormons to transplant your liver so you could have a whole herd of new livers for like every 5 years.
This is what happens.
So you could
Steve
drink
Jobs.
To your heart's
content. Steve Jobs needed a liver and they took him to a store full of people. And he got to pick the liver he wanted. He like got to watch
he
him run
to pick
and play.
The liver.
Yeah. That's good. That's a James Brown joke. James Brown.
I know. Why is James Brown out here this week to fucking appreciate that?
James Brown is going to hear that and go, "That's what I would have said," because that's a very decent pun. But when you have billions of dollars, like literally, you can do anything you want. Nothing.
Including manipulate elections.
Nothing is out of your grasp.
Except for live.
I mean,
because, you know, Steve Jobs couldn't do that.
He went through two livers, though. He had the money to get a liver and then
well,
get another liver.
Well, his doctors were shit then.
No,
his pancreas
was shit.
If he had enough money to get two livers, how come one of those doctors didn't say, wait a minute, this motherfucker's got pancreas cancer. Why don't we stop giving them livers and put in a fucking pancreas?
I don't know the science about it, and they may be able to do a pancreas transplant. I don't think it's possible.
Or it is, but it's a lot harder than a fucking liver transplant.
And pancreatic cancer is like once you get it, it's a given. You're gonna die.
Yeah, I've known people who have pancreatic cancer, and it's not pretty.
But that said, when you have that kind of money, you can do whatever you want. This is what I want. I want an airship. I want an airship.
Return of the Jedi?
Like Avengers. Like that helicarrier. Yeah, Jabba's was good. His party barge.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Okay, there you go.
But I'm thinking about one with like a balloon. Like there's a company that is making blimps for the army right now. They're surveillance blimps.
Dirigibles.
The Aeros craft. Okay? They're building airships.
God, I would love
They're
to see
build
your airship and be flying. Like, oh, the humanity and watch you fucking explode.
They're helium based.
I'm sorry,
but Aeros Craft, AEROS Craft, is looking to build flying cruise ships.
What?
Imagine a flying cruise ship. You get on in New Orleans, you fly to New York, and you're like, you know, 1,000 feet in the air. You're looking down, like, and they have a big observation deck. You have one of these.
Could you
throw
your life over the rail like you can on a cruise ship?
Probably could.
Would they have a restaurant with Guy Fieri?
If you're a billionaire, you could put it in. You could have Guy Fieri come by and eat his food nastily in front of you.
There you go, Sonny.
But that's the dream. I want that, and I want an Iron Man suit. Once again, with that kind of money, you can build an Iron Man suit. That technology is attainable. It'd be expensive as fuck. But if you're a billionaire, Warren Buffett is wasting his goddamn time.
God,
he should be cruising around in an Iron Man suit.
God, if you exist, and if you're listening to this. Just remember the person that had a reasonable dream out of the three of us. I just want bed. I just want a giant bed. These motherfuckers are like, I want to be a comic book superhero. And this dude's like, I want a gang rape.
No. I'm not going to be a superhero.
I don't know.
I'm not fighting crime. I'm not fighting crime with my Iron Man suit and my helicarrier. No.
You want to take
I'm going to tool around like a motherfucker.
You just
want to
walk
cruise
the
through
house
traffic.
Oh, yeah? What happens if you gotta take a shit and you're in the Iron Man suit?
No, it's got a diaper in it. you're gonna shit yourself, but the suit runs off your own shit. Dude,
if I got a $1 billion fucking Iron Man suit, it better have a butt flap.
You could do it. It's your Iron Man suit. Have you read Iron Man? He's built suits for everything. He's got a butt flap suit.
Oh, hang on. And I know this is going to be fucking going back a while, but I finally, since I refused to go to theaters, I finally legally purchased The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
And I think it's 2 hours and 45 minutes.
It's a long movie.
I watched an hour 45 of it, and I turned to Allison and I go, can we just fucking turn this off?
It was disappointing.
It's the slowest fucking movie, yeah. And oh my god, I am Bane. What the fuck is that voice?
I like that. I liked his voice.
I don't like his shitty, stupid voice. And but I'm only bringing this up because I had the discussion with one of the guys I work with today.
Why would a man?
He goes. It
why
starts out
a man before throwing him out of a plane.
He goes. It starts off slow, but then it finally picks up. I go. I watched damn near 2 hours of it. How fucking far do I gotta watch a movie before I'll be like, it picks up right at the end. The last 37 seconds is fucking phenomenal.
It sucked, but it's not Chris Nolan's fault. It's fucking the Joker. What's his fucking name?
Dead guy.
Heath Ledger. Heath Ledger's fault for fucking ODing at Mary-Kate Olsen's house.
No, you know whose fault it is? It's the fault of motherfuckers who were like, Bane is the coolest comic book villain ever.
Bane is awesome, but
let's take away everything cool about him and turn it into a fucking, what was
Occupy
that fucking?
New York.
Occupy Wall Street fucking protest.
Yeah.
We'll make him an Occupy Wall Street douchebag. Because they fucking...
We'll put Talia al Ghul in it, but not Ra's al Ghul.
They had two chances. They've had Bane in two fucking... Bane is the fucking... Outside of Doomsday, the dude that fucking killed Superman. Mm. Outside of
Who
Doomsday...
Who was bred to survive in the... Almost.
Bane is the most badass, legitimate comic book villain ever. Fuck people that like Venom and Carnage. That's a distant second and third. Bane was a badass motherfucker. They put him in two movies, and in both movies, I've been like, I hate this fucking dude.
It up, yeah.
Like, just reading the comic book, I'd get a fucking Bane tattoo on my fucking back. I'd get a Bane tramp stamp. And then, like, if they had those movies and I had my Bane tramp stamp, I'd be like, I need to do some laser therapy.
Yeah, Bane, for those of you who don't know, Bane is basically Batman, but stronger, just as smart, and without all the stupid morals. Like, he just does whatever he needs to do to get what he wants done. He's fantastic. They did him pretty decent in the Batman the Animated Series. They had some, you know, there's a part where he's like, Batman's like, I can't believe you did that. And he goes, what more would you expect from the killer of children? Like, he doesn't give a fuck. He's fantastic. And,
but in the movie, he wants to look out for the little guy.
So you're saying you spent an hour and 45 minutes waiting for it to pick up? Now you know how I felt.
You know when it picks up, it was an hour 50.
If you say now I know how you felt listening to that fucking argument on the podcast, I'm going to fucking come out of the chair and pull you little Bob Huggins shorts over your head.
No, I was going to say, now you know how I felt when I watched Napoleon Dynamite for the first fucking time.
I fucking tapped out of Napoleon Dynamite about 20 minutes in. I was like, this movie's a bunch of horse shit.
Well, I was like, I've always been like, what the fuck? And I watched it, and I watched it, and I watched it, and I watched my watch, and I watched it, and I looked at my watch again. And I'm like, we're an hour into this goddamn movie. When the fuck do I laugh?
Hey, I tell you what. I fucking hated Napoleon Dynamite. And you know what else I hated? And everybody's like, because I fucking love Bill Murray. They were like, oh my god, Rushmore is so great. No bullshit. We went and saw Rushmore in the theater. And we were about, I don't know, 35 minutes into Rushmore. And I stood up and I was like, y'all can fucking stay here if you want. I'm going to go to the car and fucking sit there and stare out the front window. And it's got to be more entertaining than this pile of horseshit movie.
Okay.
And I fucking love Bill Murray.
It's Christmas season, so this applies. The exact opposite reaction to that was when me and my roommate, Alan, at the time, I was in college.
By roommates, you mean lovers?
Yes, we were just mouth-fucking like crazy. Anyway, we went and saw... we went and saw Bad Santa. We got in there. There are maybe 20 people in the theater. We're sitting perfect seats, dead center.
That's the one with the black midget, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Little we're sitting there,
and we see a family come in, 5 kids, parents. These people are confused as to what this movie is.
Oh shit!
It starts, for those of you who have not seen it, it starts with Billy Bob Thornton in a bar. So Billy Bob Thornton in a bar, kind of going over his life and how his dad was a piece of shit and how he's a piece of shit, but his dad taught him how to crack a safe. And it ends with him wandering into the bar, leaning against the wall, throwing up, and then Bad Santa comes up. That's the opening. About 30 minutes later, John Ritter is walking past a dressing room, and Billy Bob Thornton is inside with a fat chick. We know this strictly from the oral cues. We can hear the sounds of him sodomizing a hefty woman. And we know
Wouldn't
this because...
Wouldn't that be anal cues?
No, oral. A-U-R-A-L.
Oh. Oral. Oh.
And he says, he drops this line as he's dropping his dick into her ass. He says, "You're not going to shit right for a month." At that point, the family and children stood up in unison.
It took them that long?
We were looking at each other. We'd see something happen on the screen. We'd look at each other and look at the family. 30 minutes those people lasted. It was amazing.
That's going to be the best fucking movie ever if you had that going on. Because you just had... It was like a fucking 3D movie going back and forth. It was interactive. It's like Billy Bob Thornton.
It really was. I was part of
it. England-ass family. Yep. Billy Bob Thornton, England-ass family.
There's a part where he's in his car. This chick is on top of him. Fucking his brains out, going, "Fuck me, Santa, fuck me, Santa, fuck me, Santa." They stayed through that? They stayed through the "fuck me, Santas."
Wait, is that like, do y'all watch Dexter?
Yes,
I want to see it. I haven't watched it.
I watched Dexter.
So you watched Dexter, so you know that, like, the episode before the last one, when the sister was like...
Spoiler alert if you're watching on Netflix.
Spoiler alert if you haven't watched the last two episodes of Dexter, when the sister's like, "I'm in love with you." What the fuck? Am I the only one that got chubby from that?
Wait a minute, you're talking about like
two episodes ago. Deb told Dexter she was in love with him.
Well, we knew about that. Oh,
you
know,
better stop. I haven't watched the show.
Wait till you get to fucking season 7 then, motherfucker.
You're about
his sisters
she...
finds out she's in love with him.
Well,
and it makes my dick kind of hard.
Well, she found out last season in the season finale.
Yeah, in therapy. Yeah.
Right. But she was actually mentioned. She verbalized it like two episodes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she told him and he was like, he was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
What were we
Thanks,
talking
guys.
About? I'm sorry. Maybe.
Well, here's the thing, though. You know those two actors, the chick who plays...
They dated in real life.
No, they were fucking married.
Married.
And then they divorced. And
because
now
he was fucking Julia Stiles on the season she was
really?
On there. That's why they got divorced.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, but I could see that. I could see that.
Dexter... Okay, here's the thing about Dexter. On the show...
He's a serial killer.
Well,
but
no.
He investigates.
Yeah, but not... No. He's a piece of blood
analyst.
But
they have a different serial killer.
He's
every,
a spatter. He's a
spatter. He's a blood
expert.
Analyst.
Blood spatter.
But he actually is a serial killer himself, but all he kills is other killers.
Bad guy. Because
but John Lithgow's in one of the seasons, right?
The fucking the best season.
Yeah, that's why I want to watch it.
John
Lithgow
is awesome.
Just watch that season. That's all you need to know. You need to know Dexter's a blood analyst for the fucking...
Miami
PD. And he's a serial killer, but he only kills other killers.
Because his father, who adopted him, because he watched his mother die at a crime scene when he was like 2 years old.
Yeah.
So that's why that's what set things in motion.
He means he watched his mother get
chainsawed. Yeah. So that's why he's a blood. Yeah, it was blood. He was covered in blood.
But his dad taught him how to control his serial killing and channel it into only killing bad guys.
Taught him a code. Okay. And so he has these conversations with his dead father.
Gotcha. The only other thing.
I forget the guy's name.
Corbin Burnson?
No. No.
It's not Corbin Burnson. He's the dad on Psych.
Yeah.
Another show I fucking love.
But,
the show is once again, it's one I want to watch. It's on my Netflix.
Psych? Fucking phenomenal. Psych is it's a good show, and it makes me laugh my dick off.
The premise is that it's two guys, one of them is a real detective, one of them pretends to be a psychic.
No. Neither of them are real detectives. Corbin Burnson, the guy's dad, was a real detective, and he taught his son how to, like, look for shit. So, you know, like, he sees stuff. Like, he'll see, like, your prayer beads over there that you're not touching, but he sees them there. So he knows, oh, you've got some sort of religious thing.
Oh, it's Holmesian logic.
Yeah.
Like my shirt.
That's basically what it is.
Yeah, very observant.
It's all Holmesian logic. So what he does is his friend, he's like a salesman for some pharmaceutical company.
He pretends to be psychic.
Yeah, he pretends to be psychic, and him and his buddy open a psychic detective agency.
But he's really solving the crimes.
Yeah, he's really solving the crimes just based on the shit that he sees. But he pretends to be psychic, and that's his fucking gimmick into getting people to hire him.
I would watch more shows on USA Network if the fucking promos weren't so goddamn cheesy.
I'd watch more shows on USA Network if they had more shows. Because I fucking love Psych and Burn Notice, and I wish they still had Monk.
Monk was a great show.
And Suits.
I never got into Suits.
What are some of the other ones? The hot chick who was in the CIA.
Covert Affairs. If Covert Affairs was on a better night, I'd fucking watch it. I probably could just purchase it on Netflix and watch it, but I haven't done that yet.
The best spoof of those promos came, I think it was Family Guy, where it was like, shoving buddies. And like, they're just in the middle of the scene.
That's every episode of TBS. That's every fucking TBS show. Oh, that's
TBS
show.
Does that shit too. That's every fucking Tyler Perry show. Just pop up at the bottom corner, and there's the two characters, and they're just leaning against each other, or they're rotating around, or they're shoving each other, or they're pointing, buddy. Hey, this guy. This guy. Hey. It's like, just go the fuck away and let me watch my goddamn show. There's another show on Showtime that's really good. They won a lot of Emmy Awards, and it's Homeland. Which I love. It's got Claire Danes and Mandy Patinkin.
Does she bad cry in that?
She what?
Claire Danes is the worst crying actress.
She cries a little bit. She's bipolar. She's fucking bipolar in this show.
It fits, but when she cries in anything, like if you watch Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, yeah.
I liked Romeo and Juliet, the one with Leonardo DiCaprio. I dug it.
I did too.
But she cries in that a lot because she's Juliet. And she's fucking awful. And if you watch anything she's in, she cries at least once. And it's a...
It's
terrible.
It's not. It's not an attractive.
It's the cry of someone who has been ass raped till they can't breathe anymore.
It's not attractive. It's a very unattractive cry. It's the total opposite of Sinead O'Connor shedding a tear in "Nothing Compares to You" in the video. You've never seen the video of "Nothing Compares to You" by Sinead? Oh my god!
No, I thought it was a rape of Prince's original Prince.
No, Prince wrote it.
First of all, I fucking love Prince, and I love many Prince songs. Sinead O'Connor's "Nothing Compares to You," it fucking takes Prince's version out behind Jeremy's house, beats the shit out of it, rapes it, sodomizes it, makes it believe it's his own fault, and then leaves. And Prince's version is forever shamed.
Yes.
By the Sinead O'Connor version.
I don't know. It's my preference. I prefer Prince's version.
Have you ever heard Sinead O'Connor?
Yeah. Dude, I lived in the 90s.
But you've got to watch video. You've got to watch the video of her singing it.
Seriously,
you've got to watch the video of her singing it.
I love everything Prince does. I celebrate the entire Prince catalog.
Yes.
That's the only fucking song.
Sonny made kind of a glorious jazz hands motion. When he
That's
said
an
the entire
Office Space
it
reference.
Tell me. I know you're like the badass, manliest serial killer looking dude in all of fucking South Louisiana. Tell me you don't have to like hide the tears when she delivers the line. All the flowers you planted in the backyard died when you went away.
Yeah,
all died when you went away.
I love the song.
I mean, tell me. Seriously,
you're talking to the fucking converted reverend. Reverend, face the congregation. Stop facing the choir. We're on your side. I fucking got it. I'm in 100% that her version is better than Prince's.
All right, I tell you, I'll go home. I'll get a pint of Ben and Jerry's.
Yes.
And a little Cosmo, and I'll
watch. You gotta watch the video.
I'll get into my little emotional girly place, and I will watch it.
And then,
but I having heard both. Okay, and here's the thing. I heard Sinead O'Connor's when I was in middle school over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard Prince's. Like 5 years ago, and I didn't realize.
That shit. I love Prince. He wrote it, but it's crap compared to her.
All right, I'll give it.
She also did
tonight. I will dedicate.
Watch the video with an open mind.
She also did a video. She also did a version, a live version of. Oh hell, reggae. We're talking about Jamaica a while ago.
I don't give a fuck what else she did. Watch the video. Nothing compares.
She did a live version of Redemption song.
Okay.
By Bob Marley. Bob Marley's Redemption song. She did that.
I don't think anybody could ever do a Bob Marley song better than Bob Marley did.
Here, Redemption song, she does.
I'm going to go ahead and give Bob the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait. Speaking of Bob Marley, I was at Albertsons the other day, shockingly, buying a bottle of whiskey. And I'm checking out, and I'm standing in line, and the cashier is a black dude, and in front of me is two white girls. One of them's probably a teen, and the other one's, I don't know. I don't know if it's like her mom or her mom's friend, but she's like early 20s. and they're talking about a friend of theirs who's like, I don't know why he's so obsessed with Bob Marley. Like, his Twitter picture is Bob Marley. He's always Twittering Bob Marley songs. Oh my God, Bob Marley. It's like, I get it. Bob Marley. I don't know who wanted to fucking murder them more. Because I just wanted to take my bottle of whiskey and just fucking hit her over the head and be like, because he's goddamn Bob Marley. That's why. That's why that fucking, your dude, I don't know who the dude is. That's why he's a phantom. Because he's Bob goddamn Marley.
Yeah. If you make it to, let's say, 25 without purchasing Legend, mm-hmm. you're not a complete human.
Yeah.
You can't.
This is true.
You can't round out yourself. Because it's, one, it means you haven't smoked pot. Because the first thing you do after you smoke pot is you go, let me see what Bob Marley's talking about. Because he's got something going. Like, he's dedicated himself to this idea.
I realize, like, I fuck around a lot on this podcast, but legitimately twice I have purchased Legend by Bob Marley. Once before all my shit got stolen, and once after.
It's like the first time you do acid, what you're going to do immediately after, if you're me, is go to Barnes & Noble, sit down and read Aldous Huxley's The Doors of Perception, cover to cover, in the store, because you're still tripping off of it, and you're like, you know, I can see the web that connects all of humanity, and goddammit, this Ewok won't follow me around.
I know I told a story about my sister talking about coming in the mouth about the cruise. Yeah, I don't think I told you the story about my brother.
I'll tell you another story about that.
I don't think I told the story about my brother-in-law.
Coming in his mouth?
No. The day we left Montego Bay, Jamaica. We left Montego Bay, Jamaica on the cruise we took in 2005 with the whole family and everything. And my wife and
Wait
I...
Wait a minute, I went on a cruise to fucking Jamaica in 2005.
Yeah, we went to Montego Bay. It was before Katrina.
I went after.
All right. So, Edie and I and her dad, we went out on this little excursion.
Look out, Nick. They just had that door frame put in.
Yeah. Those broad-ass shoulders that Adam was admiring when he was here.
You can go get you another drink. I'm not going to shit on you too much.
Okay.
I have to take Carol out to eat tonight. By the way, my wife tried out for a part at Baton Rouge Little Theater. She got it.
Awesome.
It's in City of Angels. She's got at least two songs
God
in it.
But a year ago,
shut up. I'm loving my wife. A year ago, she was afraid to even get on stage, and now she's got like a major part. So I'm very proud of her. But yeah, look out in March if you're in Baton Rouge. Go see City of Angels. She's gonna be awesome, and I'm gonna be in it too. I'm doing a lot of bit parts, but whatever.
Cool.
But yeah. Also, I'm plugging again.
God damn it, my book. I wish I could remember
if you're
song.
Listening to this and it's Monday, my book is out on Amazon.
Oh shit!
It's called Kid Stew.
Kid Stew is out.
Look for it. It will be up.
All right. Cool.
Buy it. It's very reasonably priced.
All right.
How have I never? What the fuck? Wait a minute. Why?
Kid Stew.
What? My book?
Yeah.
Yeah, my book.
It's gonna be a trilogy,
but the first one is gonna be out.
Dude, I cannot wait until they put that on Demonoid. I'm just kidding. Demonoid got raided by the FBI. I'll buy your book on Amazon.
All right, so
you can read it on your phone. It's very reasonable.
Is it digital download?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's you're gonna be able to get a hard copy if you want, but I think
I don't.
No, there's no point to do that anymore.
Because one of the selling points for my house was the bookshelf that I had. I love a hardcover book.
We have like five bookcases just full of books. Yeah. But like with the Kindle, like I have Kindle on my phone.
Can I get an autograph?
I'm walking around with like,
sure,
I'll sign your phone.
Well, no, if I fuck you cocksucker, if I buy like a legitimate copy of your book,
I will dedicate it. I'll say to my friend Sonny, thanks for swallowing. Nick. And it's a kid's book, so that'll be like worth a lot.
I told Jeremy this earlier.
If anybody ever buys it, it may not.
I told Jeremy this earlier, and I didn't want to brag on the podcast because I know that you're, you know, I know that you love your 40-pound girls. But this morning at the gym, I had to do it on the machine, only because this volume of weight isn't readily available to free weight it. But I did do a seated curl, one arm of 130 pounds, three times, with each arm. So next time you're doing your 40-pound hammer curls, like, oh my God, this is so hard. Just know that there's a fucking real man out there that's doing 130 with one arm. And just know that compared to like real men bodybuilders, I'm a pussy. if that makes you feel better about yourself.
This has been the Red Stick Podcast.
Let me finish my story about Bob Marley.
We're going to leave on that high.
I got to hear his Jamaica story.
Okay.
So, and I still want to talk about 40 under 40, goddammit.
Oh, I'm going to take my wife later. So like I can't hang out.
Well, maybe if you'd have got here on time, exactly. You cunt.
So we
Florida construction is retarded and people don't know how to drive on it. It's like they've never seen road work in Louisiana.
Yeah, they are working on Florida.
I'm trying to fart. I can't.
I just scooted up there.
Oh,
shit.
Damn it.
Oh, fuck.
That was the wettest fart I have ever heard.
By the way...
You weren't here when Adam was doing
that
shit.
Hey, that St. Cole they have in Napoleonville,
that's
wherever it is.
That's people.
In Assumption Parish.
It farted.
They said it. They were saying it burped. Like, it bullshit.
Sharted
there
up.
Was debris, mud, stinky gas. That shit was a fart.
Dude, that smells like bad dirt.
Bad dirt?
Yeah. It's bad dirt.
What does that even mean?
Like dirt with garbage water in it.
All right, so we're leaving Montego Bay.
Yeah.
Edie and I and her dad going out on this horse riding thing. They took us out on a bus to get to the place. And I thought I knew a lot about Bob Marley. They played a DVD about Bob Marley, and I learned a lot. So that night, we're at...
Down to Kokomo.
Thank you.
I was just giving you fucking background music. I was listening to your show.
So, that night, we're at dinner on the cruise ship in our coat and tie and everything like that. Whole family. And we're talking about what we did that day. So, I'm regaling our horse riding. About the ride to it and the DVD.
I'm Doug Stamos on drums.
And I'm like... Hey, yeah, and they had a DVD about Bob Marley. We learned a lot. I learned a lot more about Bob Marley than I thought I knew. And my brother-in-law, who's like, almost 20 years older.
Prince.
He grew up in the 70s.
He's 20 years older than you?
Almost.
Fuck.
Edie's the baby of the family. He's the oldest. There's a huge
gap.
He's
still alive?
He's like 17 or 18 years older than Edie. He's a really good guy. Very well read. Grew up on the Louis L'Amour books in the 70s and everything like that. And he was on the same cruise we were on like the year before.
The fucking livery store.
But the thing was, they spent the whole day at Margaritaville. The whole day we were in Jamaica, they spent in Margaritaville.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which is like America South. So we're on the cruise, and I was like, yeah, Bob Marley. I mentioned Bob Marley. Yeah, he just looks across the table and goes, "Who's that?" Now, we're on a cruise ship. We just left Montego Bay. We spent the whole fucking day there. He was there, too.
Was he high?
And like every other shirt that you saw walking around.
If he was high, that could...
No. He wasn't fucking high. He was like, "Who's that?" He honestly did not know who the fuck Bob Marley was.
Is he just really racist? Like,
I don't know. He's very focused.
Was he just like, I saw that dude on 17 shirts. I thought it was 18 different people.
To his credit, he's a very focused guy.
He can't be that fucking focused if he was in Jamaica and didn't pick up on Bob Marley.
I didn't say he was observant.
Everybody has dreadlocks. I just thought they were like family members.
No, I thought that was all the same dude.
I thought it was like Elvis with funny hair. I don't know what
he did not know who Bob Marley was. He spent the whole day in Montego Bay
with fucking dreadlocks.
And like I said, he was there like 6 or 8 months before on the same cruise.
Did he recognize Damian Marley? Isn't that his son?
Or Ziggy?
No.
Whatever.
And here's the kicker. The music on the loudspeaker being played in the dining room was Bob Marley.
He probably thought it was Jimmy Buffett.
It was Bob Marley.
Or Margaritaville.
And Ziggy wasn't Muppet either.
And I'm like, here's the thing, though, because Bob Marley...
Damian.
Because you've been there, and Nick, I know you've been... Bob Marley, we joke around about it, but over there, he's like a fucking demigod.
Yeah.
Bob Marley's like a demigod.
He's like Thor.
To believe it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the main god in Jamaica is Haile Selassie. He's like their Jesus.
Selassie. Yeah.
And he was the president there, and he died. And they're like, he's Jesus.
You were texting about this before me. We all know Haile Selassie. Like, who's
Selassie? Haile Selassie. Well, that's why if you look, the Jamaican flag is not... People think, that's the Jamaican flag. No, that's the Ethiopian flag with a lion on it.
Yeah.
The Jamaican flag is got the big X and the green and the green and the black.
But you see
the three colors, the green and yellow and red.
I thought it was Malcolm X you saw in hats.
He never wore a hat.
But my thing was like, you just...
I didn't say you didn't see a Malcolm X hat on Malcolm X. That would have been like a dick move. That would be like fucking Lars wearing a Metallica shirt. in concert.
Well, what is it? What is it? Brian Wilson. I think Adam talked about Brian Wilson going everywhere with a Beach Boys hat on. Everywhere he goes, you don't see without a fucking Beach Boy.
That's us.
That's our band.
That's me. Yeah,
never heard of us.
That's Pet Sounds. I wrote that shit
in my room.
But it's like you spent a whole day in Jamaica. And you don't know who the fuck Bob Marley is. That's like going a whole day to the Vatican and leaving going, so who's this Pope dude? And what's up with this Jesus guy?
What's the Pope guy wiping his ass in the woods? Is that something?
I've always wondered if the Pope shits in the woods.
Oh, we gotta roll.
Is the bear Catholic?
He's better pull up his robe pretty high. It's white.
Ugh.
Yeah,
I'm Nick Moore.
I can't believe that we made.
You're talking about Iron Man.
I can't believe that we made it an hour and ten minutes.
And he squats in a hole like a Korean person.
I can't believe that we made it an hour and 10 minutes before I had to be like, wait a minute, let's just let that one sit there and marinate.
Wait, let's let this sit and marinate for a week solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait for it, folks.
Hang on. Don't worry, because you won't hear this till Monday, so that's 4 days less that you have to worry about it. Because Jeremy's so busy not doing anything that...
Mm-hmm.
Football season's over, bitch. Put this thing up tomorrow.
I got a bowl game this weekend. I got shit to write before we go on a cruise, too.
Yeah, bowl. B-O-W-L.
Nah.
And then always how you spell bowl regardless. Regardless of the bowl's fucking... No, that's bowel.
Bowel. Right! Let's roll.
Bowel! Yeah, let's fucking cut this shit off. The boat's running ashore.
We gotta go get a nice meal at the Great Wall. So I'm Jeremy White.
Sunny weather. I think I need to get food poisoning because I just got sick to my stomach.
I'm Nick Moore.
This has been the Rest Stick Podcast.
Stick around, folks. Stole your shit.
Fuck your mother. Them big nuts.